P.S. I Love You by Lillian Harry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
July 1941. As the late twilight fell, the London streets grew quiet. A few cars and taxis drove down Oxford Street, past the boarded windows of the shops. From open windows floated the sound of music, dance music, jazz, the crooning voice of Frank Sinatra, the warm tones of Vera Lynn, the lively sound of the jitterbug. In the deepening blue, moonlight glowed on the swollen bellies of the barrage balloons floating above the city. Later there might be the criss-crossing tracery of the white swords of searchlights. Or the night might remain dark and quiet. It was coming to the end of the second year of the war. On the corner of Marble Arch, the high, ornate façade of the Lion's Corner House gleamed white against the purple dusk. From outside it seemed silent and boarded against the raids that had torn London apart. But when the great doors were thrust open and the heavy blackout curtain pushed aside, an explosion of colour and light embraced the hesitant customer, drawing him in with a welcome echoed in the brightness of the seater's smile as she invited him to a table. The chandeliers had gone. The exotic paintings had been replaced by wartime posters exhorting caution and economy. But whatever changes war had wrought, the nippy who came to serve him was the same as ever the nippies had been, smart, clean, crisp, and pleasant.